Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And we've got a busy hour ahead of us. Rose Gray, of course, is here with us. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And most importantly, we've got you on the Old National Bank talk and text line at 855-616-1620. And on this Veterans Day, I just get overwhelmed on a day like this, Rose, because of those individuals who served in uniform for us. I'm just so grateful. My dad was a Marine. My sister was in the Air Force. I had a brother in the Navy. And they sacrificed so much, whether it's in war or in peace.
It's so true. And I started off my week attending the Packer game with my grandson and lost it during the flyover.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I'm standing in the Oosburg Elementary School gymnasium as hundreds of elementary school children sing and express their gratitude to a number of veterans that were there for that program. So I've shed plenty of tears this week over the gratitude that I feel, and we at Fox World Travel join in that in thanking all of our veterans for their service, and just want to remember you today and always. And if you see a veteran, thank them.
Absolutely. And I know that you've had emotional experiences through the years on many of the trips where you have gone to some of the places where these veterans have served. And you've had two really exciting trips coming up for individuals who particularly are interested in history and the history of World's War I and II.
It's very true. So I want to highlight Battlefields Bavaria and Germany Reborn. So for any of you who did what we called Battlefields Number 1, which we started out in Paris, and we did the American Cemetery there, and we ended up in Luxembourg where Ambassador Barrett met us, and it was very emotional and all of that. We have what we're calling Battlefields Bavaria and Germany Reborn, August 1 through 14. We are going to be traveling with the remarkable John Bromage. You've heard us talk about Gigi Bromage so many times on this show, and this is her husband. And as adorable of a couple as they are, they couldn't be more different. John is a World War I, World War II tour expert. And he is delightful. He lives with Gigi in Normandy, so you know their dedication, his dedication to the history of World War I and II. And this trip starts out in Brussels, which I'm super excited about. Then we go to Aachen, Germany, which is known for one of the largest urban battles that was fought by the U.S. forces during World War II. We do Eifel National Park, we do Remagen, Buchenwald, which is a former concentration camp, Dresden, where we see the procession of the Princess Mosaic, Berlin. We're going to go to East Berlin. We're going to see Checkpoint Charlie location, which is very moving. The Berlin War Museum, Nuremberg, a big highlight. We go to Braunheim in Austria, which is the birthplace of history. We get to go see the Eagle's Nest. I know you were just there. That's a very emotional and it's a gut punch kind of, because you see this opulence that these Nazi officers got to enjoy.
Yeah, well, I mean, just being in that area and thinking back to the history that took place there, it really is moving in so many ways to know these things happened, whether they were tragedies or emotional times. But it's just a moving trip.
It really is. And I always want to point out, we certainly have enough for somebody who isn't that enthralled with World War II history, but I recall back to the first one we ever did where my cousin went along, and her husband is a complete World War II enthusiast. And she said, am I going to be bored out of my mind on this trip? And I said, my dear, would I allow you to accompany me on a trip where you would be bored out of your mind? And I have a picture of the two of them. He is standing very close to our local guide, who John does sometimes rely on local guides because they even have more in-depth knowledge. His face is so intent on listening to what he is saying, and my cousin is standing just behind him with such a look of love on her face as she watches her husband enjoy this trip so much.
Well, and again, the beauty of the actual locale is breathtaking.
Very true.
You mentioned Bavaria, which is one of the prettiest places on earth. The mountains and so just looking at what's there, it's breathtaking.
Absolutely. So that one I absolutely want to highlight. And then a second one that is actually in August as well. So they coincide. You couldn't do both, sadly. But we would also like to remember that it is the 80th anniversary of D-Day this year.
Unbelievable.
And so we do have a sensational Paris to Normandy river cruise August 11th to the 20th. And so it's a great way for you to experience a river cruise and get the great opportunity to go see the American Cemetery and the beaches of Normandy. It's a full day. It's a very, very full day. But those are two trips that on this eve of, it's actually Veterans Day today, isn't it?
Yeah, today. Yesterday was Marine Corps birthday.
Ah, okay.
And today is actual Veterans Day.
That's right. So I just really want to let everybody know that we have something for everybody. But on this particular day, we wanted to highlight those two trips, which would be very moving for those people who have a love of our history. And the very important part that the veterans and the soldiers now play in our history.
Undoubtedly. And if you have questions about these trips, battlefields, Normandy, or any place else in the world, Rose Gray is the person who can help you out on the Old National Bank talk and text line at 855-616-1620. We've got calls and texts coming in already. So if you want to be part of the show today, this is your opportunity. Rose Gray's here with us until 10 o'clock this morning on the Fox World Travel Show.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Beautiful music on this Veterans Day, isn't it, Rose?
It certainly is.
I mean, you know, I'm getting choked up here.
Producer Isaac, good job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and of course, we were talking about the two trips that are associated with World War II and World War I. There's a lot of other trips and possibilities out there for you. So if you want to get through on the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. You know, we've got a call coming in, Rose. So let's go ahead and talk with Jane from Menominee Falls. And you want to know about New York. Hi, Jane. You're on the Fox World Travel Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. Well, my daughters and I are planning a trip to New York City in January, and a friend recommended going to Harlem, and I just was not familiar with what I would see or what I would experience there, or if you recommended that or are familiar with it.
Yeah, so one thing that you can do is if you buy a hop-on, hop-off pass, you can take a trip through all the boroughs, and you will have an opportunity then to see Harlem and feel a little bit more comfortable about the fact that, okay, I can now delve deeper into this neighborhood in New York. So it has some Dutch history, very, very many like jazz clubs, soul food, African-American heritage is big there. So although it had a sketchy reputation for a long time, it's really cleaned up.
And it is the home of the Apollo Theater.
There you go.
I mean, which is just, you know, I mean, you talk
iconic.
About a piece of music history that everybody in the world has performed there. And yeah, I mean, it's fascinating, but I like your idea of the hop on, hop off bus because those tours are the best.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I recommend it. It's Upper Manhattan, so it's doable, and I would just say give it a shot. I mean, I understand why some people you may be talking to have maybe shared some misgivings about the whole situation, but truly, the last time I was there, which wasn't all that long ago, it's rich history, and I think you'll find it really interesting.
All right, Jane, thank you so much for your call. That leaves a line open for you on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. We've got a lot of texts coming in. Oh, you know what? Somebody just said Alexander Hamilton's home is in Harlem. I did not know that.
And now we're going to start singing the musical. Yeah, no, we won't.
Well, did I tell you I'm a direct descendant of Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, my gosh. Well, then you better go see his house in Harlem.
I need to go see his house. All right. Let's go back to some of these other questions that came in. You were on this week with John McCure.
Yeah, I was scheduled to be on Monday, but of course, breaking Craig Council news postponed me till Tuesday. And I had an opportunity to share with the listeners some of the gifts you might be interested in giving to travelers. Now, you know, sometimes you can't buy them a $7,000 all-inclusive trip on a river cruise or something
like
that.
Although I've got that on my wish list.
Exactly. But you certainly can buy gift certificates, and we encourage that immensely because it's a better way than buying somebody something that is non-refundable. And they can't change it. So we say, you know, so gift certificates from Fox are ideal. Gift certificates from the airlines are good as well. But some of the things that maybe you're looking for more like a stocking stuffer or something under $50, what's come out is it's called AirFly. And so many of us now have AirPods, but that doesn't help us on an airplane because we can't hook those up to the screen.
Right.
So these things, it's by a company called 12 South. Now, there are a couple different companies that make them, but this is the one that I am asking for because I've done some research. They've also got one that's duo, so two people can actually attach to this. And so you know what a pain that is? If you're in the aisle seat and you're using your corded headset that either the airline gave you or you brought yourself, and somebody has to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you've got to
unplug.
Exactly. And then, you know, do that again when they return from their visit to the restroom. And so this makes it super duper easy. It's just a very cool concept. They've got a Black Friday sale going on right now. So those were under $50.
Oh.
Yeah. So I love that. The other thing we talked about was packing cubes. Now, you know how much I love packing cubes. I can't live without my packing cubes. But I cheaped out last Christmas and got some recipients a cheaper version of the e-bag. And I was rather embarrassed by that. And I'm telling everybody, if you really want a great set of packing cubes, go to e-bag's website. It's a small e. It's a capital B and ebags.com. And you will find a limited time deal right now on a classic 4-piece packing cube set. It's like $25.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
Very hardy. The zippers are very strong, and I love them.
Can I ask you, what do you recommend for like a neck pillow?
Yeah. So I think if you go to eBags, I think there's a neck pillow on there as well. Let me do some research on that one and I'll tell you if there's something out there better. But, you know, you can always buy them in the airport for I think they probably went up to about $19.99 now. They used to be $10 because I lose them all the time.
I do too. Yeah.
So I don't like to pay a ton of money for those things because, yeah. So if somebody's got one of those, that would be amazing. And then the other thing is there are bags, small carry-on bags that have chargers built into them, but they're expensive.
I've seen those.
So I found a company that makes bag tags that has the charger included. So your identification bag tag is also a portable charger. So,
great idea.
So that's also very cool. And I think that one was around $35. So lots of good gifts for people that are looking for anything under 50. And then anybody that's looking for something between 50 and 100, luggage trackers. So I'm talking AirTags is what I'm talking. But if you've got somebody that is an Android or a Google user, they also make AirTags for people who are in that category.
So you just have to know what kind of phone they have.
Just ask them what kind of phone they have. Now, I do understand that if you have an Android, you can make the Apple AirTags work. But I feel like just like Fitbits with Androids, iWatch with iPhone, I think if you stick with your same manufacturer, your same brand, I think you're going to have better luck. But they've saved a number of guests that have traveled with me during the course of the 2023 travel season that maybe we didn't get their bag, but we knew where their bag was and we could tell somebody. We know where the bag is. So that's always a good feeling.
Rose Gray is here on the Fox World Travel Show. We're going to get to more of your questions right after this. It's all ahead right here on WTMJ, 35 degrees at 925. I am not
throwing away my... Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
away your shot because you got Rose Gray here. She's got all those travel tips for you. I've got more questions coming in on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. All right, somebody wants to know about the Valentin Resort in Riviera Maya.
Yep. So highly recommend. Very, very five star. Highly recommend. One thing that I love about this particular resort, in addition to the phenomenal service level and the great rooms, are the choices of restaurants. So there is an Asian restaurant that is particularly outstanding, but then there's a Japanese restaurant. So there's an Asian and a Japanese restaurant, outstanding. Then there is a great French restaurant, there is a great Mexican restaurant, and there is a great Italian restaurant.
Wow.
So food, outstanding. Service, great. Rooms, immaculate, remarkable, all of those things. Great location. So highly thumbs up Valentin Imperial Riviera Maya.
Okay. Now, another question when you're on a ship.
Yep.
And you've prepaid the gratuities. How do the people working on those ships know that you already prepaid?
They know everything, Libby. It's quite frightening. No, nothing is safe. They know everything. Just like when you do a group tour and you have the opportunity to pay, the people in the know tell those people who need to know, this person and this person and this person's gratuities have already been paid. Now, the question was also asked in that text, can I give additional gratuities? Absolutely. Anytime somebody goes above and beyond. So keep in mind, when we do prepaid gratuities, we're giving them standard expected gratuities. So if somebody does go even above that, you certainly do want to recognize them.
What's the most gracious way to do that, particularly on one of the ships?
I say as discreetly as possible, and I like to put mine in small envelopes. I travel with very small note card type envelopes, not the big, you know,
envelope size.
Exactly.
Manila.
Right. And I put a note in there. Mm-hmm. Because I want them to understand. And I do put their name on the outside of the envelope. So in the event that they have to put that in a common area where a number of servers are gathering and they have to lay that down, they know who it belongs to. But I want them to, an appreciative note is every bit as important to them. And what's even more important, and I know everybody, Libby, hates to talk about this, is the surveys they do. People just come right.
Are those really important?
Oh, so important. So important. Recognizing somebody individually on one of those surveys gets them 10 stars.
Even when you get it after every airline flight, should you answer those?
I do. I do, because it makes a big deal. We use NPS, National Promoter Scores, at Fox World Travel, and we rely heavily on those. So when you get those from Fox or anybody that's providing a travel service for you, I can't tell you how important it is for you to fill those out.
All right. We're coming up to 9:30, and we've got Jack Rau. He's in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. And what's going on this hour, Jack?
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Lots of questions coming in on that Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Taking Kane off today, I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. And, of course, it is Veterans Day. And, interestingly, we have a question here about a four-day Mekong River cruise. And I know that means a lot to a lot of people who served in Vietnam.
Exactly. So anytime you have an opportunity to be in that part of the world. I am very lucky. I'm going to be traveling to Vietnam and Cambodia for my fourth trip this coming February. And I know it's not for everybody. It has been made very clear to me by a number of my peers because, Libby, I'm that age. I'm the Vietnamese, Vietnam War generation, where they've told me that, you know, that they just have no desire to go back.
But there are a lot of vets who do.
There are a lot of vets that do. And so I noticed my Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong, February 5th to the 20th, is currently showing as sold out, but please call for availability, because I do know that several weeks ago we were able to get somebody on it due to a cancellation. So if that's something you're interested in. But you'll notice on that particular itinerary, we are doing a 7-night river cruise. And although that's fabulous, I would never poo-poo a 4-night river cruise on the Mekong. Any chance you get to be in that part of the world in any way, and doing it by these small ships, the ship that we're going to be on only actually has 30 cabins.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because the little harbors that you go into, the little ports that you go into mm-hmm. are so incredibly small and so shallow that these boats have to be small.
Is the Mekong a wide river?
It actually is not very wide at all. You can see both sides as you're traveling down typically. So there are areas where it splits and then you feel like you're on a little bit bigger river. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty narrow river. So to answer the question, a fortnight would be absolutely great. Any opportunity you have to do that, I would jump at it.
All right, another question. And United announced a new seating policy. That's what we need is a new seating policy on airplanes.
Right.
Explain it to me. It's something about windows, aisles,
right.
and middle seats?
Yeah, so explain this to me. I don't know exactly why it's called WILMA, because it's window, middle, so ILM maybe is MIL, and aisle. So I guess they needed an acronym that people could remember. So it was being tested before October 26th, it actually started. And the way that this is going to happen is you're still going to be able to board people with children, people who need assistance, first class, business class, people who are premium flyers with United Airlines. They're all still going to get that same treatment. But then if you've ever noticed on your boarding pass, it's giving you groups. And how are those groups assigned, you may sometimes wonder. Sometimes it is arbitrary. Sometimes it's random. But many times it is actually basically done by the fare basis that you paid, the fare that you paid for the ticket. So now how it's going to work is the pre-boarding is all done, and then they're going to say group three, and that's going to be window seats and exit rows. Okay. So now if you're in a window seat, it doesn't matter if you're in row 44 or if you're in row 24, you're going to get to go on first. Okay. Because doesn't that make sense? Rather than having the people that have already boarded and are sitting in the aisle in the middle have to stand up.
Yeah.
Right. Then group four is going to be the middle seats and group five is going to be the aisle seats. And group six is going to be those people who purchased what they call basic economy, which have very restricted carry-on policies. So they may not even need a carry-on.
Okay. So what if there's two of you and one of you has an aisle seat and one of you has like a middle seat.
So
will you board separately then?
You will board separately then. So I spoke to some people that this happened to, and they truly, truly were in two separate groups. Now, recently I was on an international flight where I had a couple that were in two different groups also, and they just went to the front and said, hey, can we board together? We're mm-hmm. traveling together. But I spoke to somebody who flew United to a conference within the last 10 days, and they told me they were traveling with their significant other. It was what we call leisure trip, a business leisure mm-hmm. trip. And they were not in the same group and they did not let them board together because
wow.
they said that's the point of the system. We don't want you to have to get up to make the move. So we'll see how it grows. It's only going to be used in domestic flights and flights to and from the Caribbean and Central America. We do have information that if you are traveling in the same reservation, you can still board together. But again, I talked to somebody who has denied that. So maybe they're still working.
Probably
the
depends
out.
On who the gate agent
is. It absolutely does. Why are they doing this? I guess anything to get that boarding process quicker. They're saying this is going to save 2 minutes. Now, Libby, I know you just rolled your eyes at me, but that doesn't seem like a lot. But you know what's very important to airlines is their on-time performance.
True.
And getting that door shut and those wheels up are very, very critical to their on-time performance. And if they can shave 2 minutes off of this process. And again, Libby, we talk about this all the time. Not everybody is meant to travel because people don't have patience. Boarding and deplaning are two of the most painful things about flying. I think everybody would agree.
I don't think boarding is as bad as deplaning.
Yeah, you're right.
You want to get off. You want to get off. You've been on that plane now for a couple hours. You want to get off and you want to get moving.
Yeah. It's tough. It's very, very tough. But kudos to United for trying something.
Yeah.
I mean, Delta tried this a couple years ago where they were going to board from the back because that always made sense to me, too.
Yeah,
why are
it
you
does.
Boarding randomly throughout the aircraft? I'm not sure. And a big part of this is because people don't want to check their bags. Now, I could say it's because of the cost. And it usually is, but it's also because they want to get off that plane and go. They don't want to stand around the baggage carousels waiting for their bags.
Some people abuse that privilege.
They absolutely do. And then they probably do need to have a baggage monitor standing there. And then that would delay the process as well. How many times have you seen people who been on a flight where they asked you, begged you, if you have a roller bag that you are about to carry on this plane, would you please let us check it? Mm-hmm. And then they do it free.
Yeah.
So if you play your cards right and you didn't want to pay to check that, they may very well check it. But then it used to be that it was always waiting for you as you got off the plane. It was waiting right there for you. Sometimes now they're saying you will collect this bag at the baggage claim area.
Ah.
So I know.
Interesting how that works. All right, we've got Rose Gray here. We've got lots of questions on the Old National Bank talk and text line. We're going to get to them right after this. It's all on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ, 39 degrees at 9:43.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's 9:47. We've got a very patient caller, Al from Milwaukee, on the Fox World Travel Show. You've got a question for Rose. How can we help you, Al?
Well, good morning. I've taken a couple of trips with the wife with Globus to Switzerland and Ireland and everything, but we're looking to go to Alaska. And I'm looking to see when the best time would be to go. Also, we're looking for, like, as many national parks as we can see, and the Northern Lights.
Okay, well, that's a tough one because the season, the tourist season for Alaska is mid-May to mid-September. So the Northern Lights have to be during their very, very dark time. That's when the amazing opportunity for Northern Lights is. So that would probably be December, January, and certainly February. So I have seen the Northern Lights in Alaska on several occasions when I have been traveling there with groups, but that's been at the end of August. And so that is, you know, we've actually seen them here in Wisconsin.
Oh, sure.
At the end of August.
Just a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
I think there were people seeing them.
So if you're looking to do something where you're the master of your own destiny, as it were, on the trip, and you're going to get like an RV or you're going to do something like that, certainly, you know, you want to map it out. So there are more national parks in Alaska than you can even imagine. And Denali National Park is not the biggest national park. People have that wrong. So there are a number. Wrangell, St. Elias is an amazing national park. Denali certainly. Glacier Bay is a national park. You're on the water for that one. Kenai Fjords National Park. You're on the water for that one, basically. But Kluane National Park, another amazing national park in Alaska. So it just is a matter of how you want to position this.
But I would think if you're driving on your own, you want to be really careful about what time of year you're going to be there.
Exactly, because then there might be road restrictions and chain restrictions and roads that are not even passable at that in some parts of Alaska.
Does that help you out, Al?
Yeah, it does. It's just Globus has got a couple where they go to Denali and the fjords or whatever.
Yep. But again, I bet if
and
you...
And then...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
But if you look at the dates, well, they end probably in September.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, because all those parks...
they have one where you can put a cruise at the end of it.
Right. So, Al, if you look at our website, foxworldtravel.com, we have a whole section. Fox sends about 400 or more people every year on group travel to Alaska. So we've got a number of them. There's one called Alaska and Denali, the Last Frontier, July 14th to the 28th. That's exactly what you're looking for. We do 7 nights on land. We do 7 nights on the Inside Passage. You're going to see Denali National Park. You're staying right there. You can't stay in Denali National Park, but you're staying right outside of Denali National Park for 2 nights. You're going to be cruising at the end of this, and then you'll be seeing one whole day of Glacier Bay National Park. And then when we start the cruise portion of it. We do two nights in Seward before we get on the ship in Whittier. And Seward is where you're going to see the Kenai National Park. So you would be hitting three national parks on that itinerary.
So, and you've got specialists on Alaska.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every single one of our frontline advisors can answer Alaska. Let me tell you, my good friend Colleen Alsberg makes sure every one of our advisors is well-schooled in Alaska. Most of them have been there. Many of them have been there. So take a look at that. There's a June trip like that, and there's a July trip like that that still have space on them.
And if Al wants to get more information, let's give that phone number.
Absolutely. So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, on our website, where you can look in depth at these itineraries. Under the travel tab, you will find vacation travel. Then you will find Fox Group Vacations. But you'll also see the Contact Us button. And that's where you reach out to us. And then your inquiry will be sorted and given to the appropriate person.
Thanks a lot, Al. It's 9:51 and 39 degrees at WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I know we've touched on this throughout the morning, but of course today is actual Veterans Day, Rose. And, I mean, both of us, we feel so strongly about everything that our veterans did for us. But you have had the experience of traveling with them to many areas that have such historical impact on our history here as a country. And you've got two more trips coming up.
Yep. So I just want to recap and remind everybody that if you have some interest in World War II, or you happen to have a situation where you've got a significant other that is absolutely enthralled with all things World War II, or many of you who traveled with me on the first two Battlefields trips that we did, this is your opportunity to do Battlefields Bavaria and Germany Reborn with the one and only John Bromage, just an outstanding historian, lecturer, interesting, funny guy. He keeps all of us entertained, and it is not overwhelmingly boring. It's not like sitting through your sophomore history class. It is, it's unique. You are in the countries, and
you're living history.
You're living history, and Berlin and Checkpoint Charlie and just some unique things we've got going on with that one. Then we want to remind everybody that it is the 80th anniversary of D-Day in 2024, and we've got an outstanding river cruise Paris to Normandy. It's one of the only round-trip itineraries on the rivers of Europe. You start and end in Paris.
Really?
So I know I have had a lot of people who have asked me, could we extend on the end of the trip? Absolutely. I highly recommend that you do that. But this is an opportunity for you to see the beaches of Normandy, to see the American cemetery, and to pay tribute to those brave, brave men and women that endured that. So both of those are happening in August. We've got tons on our website. As I mentioned to Al, who was asking about Alaska, if you have not seen our website as of late, go to it. I can't tell you what great web designers we have and how easy to get around it is on our website. And then you will see Why Fox, and that's where you see where all of our openings and career opportunities are, and we've got many. I'm a little bit biased, but what a great place to work. What a fabulous company. And I just want you to take a look at that. And again, it's foxworldtravel.com.
And if you don't mind my saying, even if you're not going to do a tour, you and the rest of the staff at Fox are so incredible to work with, because, you know, they helped me here in the last couple months put together sort of, I guess it was just sort of our own little trip. We didn't take a tour, and they were amazing.
Well, thank you for that, Libby. And I hope
shout out to Elizabeth, by the way.
Everybody remembers that it is not just about group travel, and
no,
it is nothing is too small or too big or too impossible. And truly, if it is, we would be the first to say that's just not going to work.
That's not going to happen.
You're being silly. That's not going to work.
And believe me, I asked a lot of those questions, and they were so great about it. So thank you again for that. And let's give the phone number and the website one more time.
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO. Those phones are answered Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Certainly, you can come into one of our offices, but if COVID taught us nothing else, it taught us that we can do all of this pretty virtually. You know, yeah. I don't know that you ever even met Elizabeth, did you?
No, I haven't.
There you go.
We had great conversations, but nope.
Go foxworldtravel.com, travel, and then lots of different opportunities for you to read blogs. We've got resources. You can get insurance quotes. You can look at the career opportunities there. Lots of things going on at
get
Fox.
The insurance.
They're very good. Very good advice.
All right. It's always great to have you here, Rose Gray, on the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Libby Collins. Stick around after the news with Jack Grau, because it's Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.